I'm here at the World Transplant Games in Argentina. I'm actually here in the physio room for Team GB. We've got a whole dedicated physio team. And I'd just like to have everybody introduce themselves quickly.
I'm Louise.
I'm Leanne.
I'm Faye.
And I'm Sam.
I'm Sheila.
And Sheila, could you maybe say who you are and what the team is here doing?
I'm a physiotherapist and I lecture in sports therapy at Coventry University. And this year we've got the privilege of having six of our students with us today. We've got four second years, one third year, and one of them who's just completed her master's in strength and conditioning. So it's really exciting. They've raised £15,000 to get here, and the university has really been great in helping us in all kinds of ways, giving us contributions financially, members of staff raising money for us by running in the London Marathon, and they've really taken transplant sport to their hearts.
So is this the first time that you've been on a big sporting trip, you guys? Have you?
Yeah, we've never done anything like this, especially the second years, which obviously four of us are. This is our first international games for all of us, so we're really excited to be here and help Team GB win a lot of medals.
Fantastic. Have you had any sort of, what's the most common kind of injury that you've been treating over the past few days?
Over the past couple of days, we've been doing a lot of massage pre and post event for the cyclists. And during the clinic time, we've had a whole range of different injuries come in from all different sports, all different ages, from loads and loads of the athletes, from the runners, especially after the big race on the first day. So it's been a real wide range.
Are you expecting to be particularly busy on Friday and Saturday after the athletics events?
Yes.
Probably a lot of the same muscles that the cyclists use though, right? A lot of leg work?
Yeah, we'll be expecting a lot of legs, maybe some backs as well. We will also be working the badminton at the weekend, so it could be a whole range with like hand injuries or wrists as well.
Oh, because tennis is today, right? So you might get a lot of badminton's coming up as well, so you might get a lot of kind of upper back?
Yeah, upper back, shoulder injuries as well.
So is there anything in particular that you would do, because we're transplant athletes, is there any kind of special things that you need to take into account as opposed to if you were treating other athletes? Like, is this a particularly interesting part of your coursework that maybe you wouldn't get covered in courses?
With your sort of athletes, we need to be doing a lot of taping and be careful with the tape because of the medication some athletes are on. It can affect their skin and it makes you more vulnerable if for the taking off the tape and the...
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I just think for us, it's one of the most exciting things for the profession of sports therapy, because Alison Bloxham, who is the lead physiotherapist here, has given sports therapy a chance to be in the world stage for the first time, to my knowledge, which is really, really exciting for our profession.
That's fantastic, and thank you so, so much. As someone who's actually getting a treatment during this interview, I could just say... thank you so much for being here and looking after Team GB.